Okay, now pull in here. Left. Left. Turn left. Brake. Good. Turn off the engine. Now you can open your eyes. Surprise! No, dumbass. Not that we're still alive. Okay, next time I'll drive. That was a mistake on my part. But surprise! Look where we are. It's fucking cool, right? Lovecraft's Temple of Eldritch Mysteries and Spa. Okay. It does look a tiny bit run down, but they are trying to redevelop the whole waterfront. Okay. I know it's a little odd for a first date, plus the fact that I had you drive blindfolded, but we both worked so hard, I thought we deserve a little, you know, tender love and care, and we could get a couple's massage, or mani-pedis. Okay, well, no, I've never actually been here before. But I love the vibe in their ad. Look, using ancient arts and mystic powers to transform you, mind, body, and soul. Cool, right? This is totally my groove. And I'm a very spiritual person. And they have coupons. Okay, but really sold me. Come on. See their logo? The little circle with 8 little squiggly lines radiating out of it? I have a birthmark that looks just like that on my butt. No, you can't see it. Well, not yet. But how cool is that? You think it looks like an octopus? Well, I always thought of it as like a flower with like 8 skinny petals. Okay, you know what? Don't listen to me. But this is cool, right? A spa? Please tell me you're not one of those guys insecure with about your masculinity that you can't embrace your healing side. You can? Good. Because you're pretty cute, and I'd hate it if our auras didn't blend. Yes, it sounded stupid, but let's go in. Come on. Ooh, this is cool. Well, I mean, it's interesting, don't you think? Dank. I'd call it more of a sunken resort thing. Like Atlantis or a shitty Holiday Inn. The puddles on the floor, maybe they're just committed to the whole effect. Come on, let's check in before you run off. Hi, my date and I are here for a couple's treatment. I have coupons. Do you have like a list of services or something that you offer? Rob, thanks. Okay. Sea salt shock off. Shock it? Shut up. Scrub. That sounds interesting because I can't pronounce it. An essence of Azeroth infused mud bath. Or a Nyarlathotep nail treatment? I love the exotic names. But I've always been partial to Italian. It's not Italian? Shut up. Okay, look, they offer something called an octo massage. Maybe we should go for that in honor of my octo birthmark that's totally not a flower. Oh, just a joke. I was telling my date about this birthmark that I have, and it looks just like your logo. No, you can't. What is it with everybody? What? The birthmark means I'm the chosen ones. It's like fucking Harry Potter or something. Is that better than coupons? Oh shit, fine. Yeah, I'm your fucking chosen one. Shit, complimentary wine? Yeah. Wait. How come he gets a big gold cup? The fuck is the chalice of possession? I'm the one possessing it if I'm your 1,000 chosen customer or whatever the special giveaway is. Who? What's in his? It looks... looks cool. Essence of the Elder Gods. I'll just have the Chardonnay. Thank you. Cheers, babe. Wasn't this a great idea? It's a fucking chosen one. Oh, right, the treatment. I think we should try the Cthulhu seaweed wrap. What do you think? Are you okay? You look kind of flushed. Did that wine go right to your head or something, dude? Let's get you all stripped down and stretched out and relaxed. A seaweed wrap is really restful and very detoxifying. Okay. Go over there to the men's locker room and I'll see you in the treatment room. Wow, they are committed to their theme. This treatment room looks more like a sunken church or a temple. I love that the table is shaped like an altar, too. Come, worship me. Oh, hi. Oh, are you giving me my wrap? Oh, love the robes. Yeah, I get so tired of those scrubs that they wear in other spas. So clinical and... I'm expecting my date. Oh, okay, sure, we can get started. I better get all wrapped up anyways before he sees my birthmark. Okay, let me hang my robe. Okay. Ugh, okay. I have never had a Cthulhu seaweed wrap before. Can you... Oh, that is a big pile of wheat. Are they... Is it moving? What is that dripping off? It looks stick. Wait, don't let it drip on my feet. Don't let it drip on. Oh my god. Oh wow. Whew. That sounded sharp. Weave through my high body. Oh, what does Cthulhu mean anyway? Is that like Italian for like an aphrodisiac or something? You're just gonna dump those weeds on my feet? I thought there was all... Oh, my God. Oh, my... Oh, it's like being ankle deep in a fucking orgy. Oh, my God. That doesn't even make sense. Oh, I can feel it all the way up to my thighs. Oh, my God. My aura must be like... Pussy pink and dripping. Oh my god. Wait a second. Is this supposed to be relaxing, not stimulating? Oh. Especially not on the first date. Oh, when he gets here, I can't be. Oh. Ugh. Oh my god. Oh fuck, are the weeds moving? Oh shit. They're crawling up my legs, wrapping around my knees, thighs. Oh no, stop. No, stop. Not there. Not between. Oh, fuck me. Oh, no. Oh, right against my pussy. Oh, my fuck. Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, it's my those are my hands. Those are my arms. Oh, this is tight. It's around my stomach. Oh, my tits. My fucking tits. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is too much. Oh my god, get it off of me. Wait, I can't move. Oh my god, I can't move. Oh my god, I'm fucking trapped. Oh, it's like vegan bondage or some shit. Thank god. Oh, babe over here, help me. Oh, get me loose, get me out. I'm stuck. Oh my god. Wait. Oh man, are you okay? Why the fuck are you dressed like that? That fucking bright robe with... What the fuck is... Is that a fish crown? Talk to me, please. Oh, you look different. Like, literally green around the... Are those fucking gills? Oh, what the fuck has happened to you? Oh, you little weed bitch. Oh, what did you do to my date? Oh, my God. What the fuck? possessed. Possessed by what, a fucking fish? Oh my god. An elder god, what the fuck does that mean? Oh, you put something in this fucking wine, you fuckers, didn't you? You slipped into some kind of weird transmutamorph for fucking roofie. What the fuck is he turning into? Fucking, this is like that fucking Guillermo del Toro movie or some shit. Oh my god. Can somebody please get these weeds off me? Oh my god. The embodiment of your god's potency of a human vessel bursting with spiritual essence. Wait. Oh fuck. Hold on 1 second. Oh man. Wait, he's like a walking penis or some shit. You turn my date into the foreskin of the god. Do you know how hard it was to find a normal guy in this town? Oh shit. So what is he gonna do to me? Oh, got the chosen one bullshit. He's gonna fuck a brood of monster babies into me that will grow up to enslave this world, and I'm going to be the mother of the apocalypse? What shit? I can't even find my fucking dog's vet clinic without an app. And you think I'm gonna play den mother to a pack of bouncy little fucking baby nightmares? Oh, fuck. Oh. And they fucking eat me? No. Okay. Oh my god. No, let me up. Do not leave me alone with fish dick over here. Come back here, please. Come back! Fuck. Fucking weed bitch. Ugh. Hey, baby. Some couples treatment. Whoa, shit. Oh, god. The weeds are turning me over. Oh, spreading my legs. Fuck. Elder gods do a doggy style? Shit. What the fuck is this religion? Oh, no. Leave it. Leave the robe on. We don't have to do this. We don't. Oh, but fuck, I want to. Oh, these weeds are fucking coiling me, coiling and oiling. Fuck, I've never been so fucking wet. Oh, fuck the end of the world. Show me that fucking cock, baby. Show me that big hard cock. Oh. No, it's fine. I just thought it'd be like monster size or something. It's great. You just think with the elder gods, they just give you like some fucking Mandingo type shit or something. No, it's normal. I like it. Don't get all saggy. Don't get all saggy. You're the poster boy for potency, remember? A brand about the apocalypse kind of makes you the world's biggest dick by default. Listen, baby. These weeds are short-circuiting my fucking mind and just... Oh, fuck. Blazing up my libido, and I need something inside me. So bring that cock here. And let me get my lips around it. Oh, that's it. Get hard for me. It gets so fucking hard for me. That's it, you fucking monster. Fuck my mouth, you demon. I'm just gonna wiggle. There we go. Oh, right against my clit. Oh, these fucking weeds are great. I'm gonna grind against it while I suck you off. Good fucking dick is fucking throbbing. I know, stay right here. My cunt is busy, baby. You stay in my fucking mouth. Come from me. Come from me. Oh, yeah. Oh, give it to me. Oh, those all given me. Let me swallow them down. Oh. Give me those fucking monster swimmers. Who's fucking eating them now, bitches? You like that? Fuck. They said I was a chosen one. So I'm choosing to fuck their plans. Give me every drop, yes. When will these fucking assholes realize that being naked doesn't make a woman powerless? Oh, the weights are loosening. And the gills are gone. You're turning back to normal. You must have broken the curse or some shit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, pretty intense, huh? Oh. Not often that happens on a first date. I don't mean the blowjob. That absolutely happens on the first date. I meant, like, saving the world and shit from, like, fish monster babies, you know? How about we go bowling next time? I got coupons. Okay, let's get out of here. Wait. Let me just grab a couple pieces of this weed. Oh, not only for myself, but I'm gonna use it to tie you to the bed, lube up your cock with the juice, and fuck you until you see God. You can keep the crown. And if you're really lucky, maybe I'll even show you my birthmark. Let's get out of here before fucking weed bitch comes back.